time you put me in both ways, rotate into him or just one way.
Eleanor Eubanks Shepherd is a competitive ballroom dancer, and at 81, she's twirled in regional, national, and international spotlights.
Dancing is one of the best ways because it stretches all parts of your body, and it you keep moving, and you have to keep up with the music, so you're having to stay mentally flexible as well as physically flexible, and then motions enter into it, too.
She lives in Greensboro and trains at the Fred Astaire Dance Studio on Mill Street. Last week, she and her coach-slash-partner, Sasha Sigankov, put the final touches on their routines for the Cross-Country Dance Sport Championship. This is a national competition sponsored by the corporate office of Fred Astaire Dance Studios, and it's underway in Las Vegas for the next 4 days. Eleanor says she backed into the sport. About 14 years ago, she and her husband separated. And then the unexpected happened.
I got a call that I'd won some free ballroom lessons. And I took the one and I was hooked.
Eleanor calls it the perfect diversion.
I get to express the creative side of my being. You forget everything that is on your mind. You just lose yourself completely. You're in a whole different world when you're on the dance floor.
Now, she practices 3 days a week for about an hour.
Before you turn in, could you rotate your hips slightly to the right and take your right arm straight up?
Dan Rutherford is a former world rhythm champion and an international dance judge. Last week, he was in Greensboro, coaching several students who are now competing in Las Vegas, including Eleanor.
When Eleanor does the drops, or she does the sit breaks on the floor, or even lifts, they're just spectacular, especially in that age division, to see someone pull those off so eloquently. It's great to watch.
Rutherford will also be one of the judges scoring Eleanor. More than 350 people from 61 studios and 15 Fred Astaire franchises will compete on four skill levels: social bronze, advanced bronze, silver, and gold. Eleanor ranks silver. This week, she'll perform five dances in the smooth category, which includes waltz, tango, and foxtrot, and four routines in the rhythm category, dances like the cha-cha, rumba, swing, and the bolero. Athletes compete according to age and skill level. Rutherford says Eleanor is a strong contender.
She's quick, she's got a fiery personality, which is great for the dance floor, and she's very rhythmical. Good technique, but just some details as far as rhythmicality, increasing it in certain spots, and giving her a little bit stronger position through her body.
Eleanor is a fierce competitor. Between 2006 and 2009, she shimmied and swayed against other dancers in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and in the Bahamas. Both times, she placed third in rhythm.
It takes its toll, but it's all worth it. And it's a good tired and a good hurt.
But a few years ago, during this Fred Astaire Las Vegas competition, Eleanor says she forgot about trophies and prizes. Instead, she was humbled while watching a woman in a wheelchair dancing with her two male partners. Eleanor documents this and other life experiences in her new book, Growing Your Own Penicillin, Words Prescribed for a Healthy and Happy Spirit. Here's an excerpt.
Lord, I came to dance, to spiral, to twinkle, to show off my steps. I came to dance, only with thoughts of winning and wearing pretty dresses and seeing friends. I came to dance, but instead you gave me Chris, who in a brief time has inspired me with her presence. I came to dance, but she has taught me courage and patience and hope. She has touched my soul with a joy on her face when she glides her dance chair across the floor and lifts her arms gracefully to the heavens. I came to dance, and I received more than self-gratification and medals and prizes. I came to dance, and I was humbled and reminded, Lord, that I can truly dance, but only if I dance with you.
Eleanor says she felt a closeness to Chris because in her own life, she's overcome a number of traumatic events: a head-on collision, the death of her grandson, breathing difficulties, and an autoimmune disorder. The last two took Eleanor off the dance floor for about 2 years. But therapy and a lot of hard work has this 81-year-old gracefully gliding once again. And while she says it's still a constant challenge to get enough air during her routines, Eleanor admits her greatest concern this week is remembering her steps.
Hopefully, my instructor, my partner, will be free so we can go over the dance before we go out on the floor. And that way, it'll be fresh in my mind. Because I have a fear of forgetting it, which all dancers forget at some point. But I just want to remember. They like for you to smile, put your best foot forward, and just go for it.
Eleanor's first performance is this evening in the American Rhythm Open Scholarship Dance Division. The competition wraps up Saturday night. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News. Amada mia, amada.